Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6. Bringing the island's community together.
You're listening to the afternoon show on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and, of course, online across the country. And we're joined now by Derek Needham from the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary. Good afternoon, Derek.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Now, you've had some good news lately, haven't you?
You are now
the Red Funnel Charity of the Year for 2018.
That's right, yeah. We found out last week.
That's going to make quite a difference to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. We were shocked, but it was a really pleasant shock, and we're all looking forward to working with the Red Funnel team. We're meeting them for the first time tomorrow morning, in fact, and it's going to be a really exciting year for us. We've worked so hard to achieve this.
Yeah. So this is done by public vote, isn't it?
You write a bid, if you like, and tell Red Funnel all the things that you do. They have a charity committee who shortlist three charities. They did that, and then it went to a public vote. And we were fortunate to win.
Well done, donkeys. Now, it's I think one of the longest standing tourist attractions on the island. It is pretty much not counting Carisbrook Castle and Osborne House, of course, but you've been around quite a few years, haven't
you? This is our 31st year that we're going into. 30 years last year. And interestingly enough, last year you mentioned Carisbrook Castle. We took Jim Bob, one of the Carisbrook Castle donkeys. He came to retire to us. First time English Heritage have retired a donkey to us. Yeah, 18 and retiring.
And they do 10 minutes work a day.
We've
seen them at the Carisbrook Castle. They walk around that wheel. I take about 8 steps, and now I'm going to stop. That's it.
And he's doing even less and enjoying it even more. Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him. Now, because I remember it being corner of Betty Haunt Lane, wasn't it?
In
a little tiny plot. That was some years ago. It was just Charlie running it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, moved to Wroxall mid-1990s, and we've now got 55 acres, and we've improved the facilities over the last 5 years.
You have, indeed. So how many donkeys have you got down there?
At the moment, we've got 97 donkeys.
Really?
And 25 horses and ponies. I have to say, we don't take in horses and ponies. They're animals that we've inherited, or in the case of some of the Shetlands, they come in bonded with donkeys.
These animals do bond, don't they?
They're best friends and can't be separated. That's pretty well it, yeah.
And we're not going to cover everything all in one go, but you had a bit of excitement yesterday as well, didn't you?
That's an interesting word, excitement, we had donkey Charmford Jack, or CJ, as he's become known in his fame of the last 24 hours. We think what happened was the heavy rain of the last fortnight had lifted a drain cover, and he managed to get his hind legs stuck behind this drain cover. Down he went, semi into the drain, which meant we had to call the fire service, obviously the vets, and effectively put a closure onto the site whilst we got him out. We got him out, got him x-rayed and checked over and so on and so forth, and I'm not joking now when I say that within an hour he was eating carrots and ginger biscuits like nothing had happened.
You've got some tough ones down there, then, haven't you?
Really have. And every member of staff and volunteer was shocked and worried while he was eating ginger biscuits and carrots. Nonetheless, it might not have turned out like that.
But so pleased that it did turn out okay.
Yeah, and I have to say, the fire service, the vets and the staff came together as a team and were just amazing.
That's
I can't
good.
Thank them enough. All of them absolutely brilliant. We are blessed by the people that serve us on this island.
Excellent stuff, isn't it? So you're now open, it's 365 days of the year?
we don't open on Christmas Day. Although they don't, obviously, we have to go in. And New Year's Day, there are only 2 days that we close.
So it's now an all-year-round attraction.
All-year-round attraction, and it's the island's donkey sanctuary. And we say to islanders, come and see us, we've got a lovely cafe. Donkeys are inside at this time of year. You can go inside and see them, talk to them, stroke them. We're doing some Shetland trekking at the moment because our Shetlands like it wild, wet and windy. So
they do.
People take them out for a walk along a very wet Wroxall Valley at the moment.
They're little tough cookies, aren't they?
They really are. And then really at February half term, the donkeys start to come into play. We have our Valentine's Day, come and love a donkey on Valentine's Day. And we do things for couples on Valentine's Day. And away we go.
So when do they
come? Have donkey weddings then?
Do you know, we get asked, and one of our volunteers used to be a registrar on the island, and what we need is a separate building that isn't used for anything else before we can apply to do that kind of thing.
Right. So
that's quite an investment.
It's a huge investment, and not something we could just afford to do at the moment.
No, that's fair enough. So When do they come out in terms of being out for the public to see in the fields?
In the fields, if we get a mild spring, they'll be out at February half term onwards. The last few February half terms, donkey's been out in the paddocks.
Oh, okay.
But it is weather dependent. We've got to keep them dry and warm.
Yes, of course. That's the whole point. You're there to look after the donkeys.
Absolutely,
they're not there to be exploited, but they are there to attract the visitors.
And after all that hard work at Carisbrook Castle.
I think that's a really important distinction that you make, that for us, the donkeys are the be-all and end-all. We don't have anything else there. It's about the animals, and we want people to engage with the animals, and so therefore the welfare of the animals is paramount.
Absolutely.
And all the work that we do, that people know about now, that we work in residential homes, we work in schools, and so on and so forth, all that only happens because we look after the animals, and welfare is paramount, and we encourage anybody on the island, come and enjoy the walks, miles of beautiful new past, lovely new nature area, and at the heart of it all, our lovely animals.
And you still have as you said, you've got the cafe down there now, which is a lovely facility.
Yeah, we've got gift shop, cafe, charity shop, and we've, you know, we have a temporary, a proper posh to us anyway, events marquee now, which actually is an all-year-round thing.
But the one outside, it's outside.
Yeah, it's different to when Vetsis Radio came down a couple of years ago. We've upgraded it with a proper wooden floor, but it's still, you know, it's all can afford for now.
We'll have to come down there again and have a look.
We've even got heaters in there, Kelvin, now.
You are spoiling us.
We really are, yeah. But like everything else, all the money has been invested on the animal facilities, so we got those right.
Yes.
And there are things we would love to do, and in time we will do, but now, you know, it's doing things a little bit at a time to improve things.
Excellent. Now, we've still got Maggie in the studio.
I'm here.
And we've still got Derek in the studio.
Yeah, I'm still here.
So, we were just talking whilst the ads were on there about ginger biscuits.
That's right, yeah.
Now, apparently, not only do your donkeys get individual Christmas cards, quite a lot of them, you were saying.
Yeah, 380 Christmas cards this year.
Wow.
Wow. But they do like ginger biscuits, and people send them in.
Yeah, people say that they adore ginger biscuits. People send them in. Very often the packets are individually wrapped for their favourite donkey or their adoption donkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's
great.
And
the donkeys obviously have a lot of banter with each other as to who had most ginger biscuit packets sent at Christmas.
And you were running out of room?
We were genuinely running out of room to put ginger biscuits and carrots that people have been so kind and bringing them for the donkeys for Christmas.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
I know that's a kindness, but it must also help your food budget.
It really does, and we were often saying on Boxing Day when people came to see their adoption donkeys and wish them happy Christmas and all this, that and the other, that actually it was very much like a human household in that the donkeys weren't moving around a lot because they'd overeaten slightly for the previous 2 days.
I remember we had a cat like that.
We did have a cat like that who overate at Christmas. He went round everyone's house and helped himself to food.
And then he fell in the cat flap and his legs were sort of sticking out sideways.
And then he slept for 3 days. Now, I just wanted to point out, of course, that it is free entry and free parking at your place and at the Donkey Sanctuary. And I have in front of me a list of dates. Now, I'm going to put you to the test. Excuse me. Right, Shetland Trekking, it's bookings only, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, it was something that we did with the Price is White, and lots of people have booked to take our Shetlands for walks along the Roxor Valley and the very wet Roxor Valley at the moment, and they're loving it. The Shetlands are loving it, and people seem to be really enjoying it.
Good. Now, February, we've got Valentine's weekend.
Certainly have. Love a Donkey weekend. We've got couples sharing platters in the cafe when they come and choose their donkey, give their donkey a hug, adopt a donkey, and come and have a sharing platter on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that sounds
fabulous. Lovely day for donkeys. Yeah. Is
there a special menu in there?
There will be, a Valentine's menu, absolutely, yeah.
In March, we've got Sunday the 11th.
Mother's Day. For mums, that's right. We do special cream teas for mums that day. And we also feature several of our donkeys who are mums, and so they will be in or near the courtyard where the cafe is, so
people
can come and adopt mum donkeys.
Like to point out, you don't actually breed donkeys on your
site. No, we don't.
But you do sometimes get some in who are already pregnant.
That's right, yeah. And we've got, you know, one or two, well, we have more than one or two, we've probably got four or five on the site at the moment who are actually mums, and we've got one relatively small donkey who's about 8 months now, and he's in with his mum,
But that, you know, having said that, the cute little baby donkeys are a huge attraction.
They are, and he's just literally a bundle of fur, growing up fast, but he's a bundle of fur, and he puts his head on his mum's back so everybody can see who his mum is. and bless him.
And then we've got the 17th and 18th of March.
That'll be Gaelic weekend.
Gaelic weekend.
Yeah, and that's fairly obvious. That celebrates our Irish, Welsh and our Scottish donkeys, of which we've got quite a few. And we normally have, again, we have menu in the cafe to suit the occasion. We have some Irish dancing.
Oh, do the donkeys join in?
The donkeys join in, that's right. And again, and it is all to help us promote different groups of donkeys. The donkeys are the stars of the show at the sanctuary. They're the people, they're the animals that we care about most. And it's just ways of bringing people in, different things, to come and see different kinds of donkeys.
Okay. Friday the 23rd at New Close.
Yeah, that's our fundraising quiz,
and why not?
Yeah, and there's details on the website about how you can join in and take part.
And then this is really one for donkeys, Palm Sunday 25th.
Probably the busiest day for donkeys on the whole island. So,
oh yeah, you distribute them around the island as well.
Donkeys go out in our donkey buses to various churches all around the island leading Palm Sunday processions, and then in the afternoon they all come back. In the afternoon, the Vicar of Wroxall, Reverend Keith Adlam, and his licensed lay reader, Rita Goddard, they lead our own Palm Sunday service in the afternoon, and it's beautiful.
I'm sure it is.
And that'll be in our new barn this year, which is a lot warmer than our old barn.
I remember your old barn.
That was drafty.
Not for the donkeys, to be fair, because they're quite well insulated.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
For us humans, standing in it for a length of time, well, it's cold. Yeah. And then, of course, you've got the Easter weekend celebrations, 30th to the 2nd.
Yeah.
And then Sunday the 15th of April, we're now in the concert in the courtyard. What's that about?
We have half a dozen concerts in a year, and we get local artists who come and perform for us down in the... It's just a lovely sun trap of a venue, and people just come and sit and listen to the music and then go and see their donkeys, and it's just a nice, relaxing thing to do.
Something to eat, of course.
And have something to eat, that's right. And one of the feature things that we do is we get the Isle of Wight Music Centre to come and perform for us, their string band or their band, and they are youngsters who are learning to play instruments.
All right.
And that's just a lovely opportunity for them to actually play in a nice environment.
And have an audience.
Have an audience. Mums and dads come, and it's just a lovely thing for them to do.
Excellent.
Now, we won't go too far into the year, but we'll do May. Sunday the 6th.
Yep.
Spring Open Day,
and at our Spring Open Day, he says, having started all the arrangements this week, we've got Haven Falconry will be there.
Oh, excellent.
Vectis Brass, they're all local community artists. Vectis Brass Band will be performing, Ricky J will be performing,
we know Ricky J.
Yeah, we've got the Isle of Wight Gundog group will be there.
Yes.
And so lots of things on in the ring and the fields, along with down in the courtyard, we have some entertainment. And of course, centre of it all, donkeys will be there. We do a donkey demonstration, and we demonstrate the work, our sort of outreach work that we do in schools and in homes, and people get to see the work that the donkeys do.
Of interest, I know you have the farrier comes on every so often. Do you do demonstrations of that?
Yeah, whenever he's here, which is usually on a Friday, and that will be, he always is out in the courtyard so the public can see him.
Because you don't actually shoe donkeys, do
you?
No,
we
just
don't.
Trim them.
They have to have their feet trimmed, and Matt, our farrier, is absolutely brilliant and talks as he's trimming. That could be a new phrase, couldn't it?
Yeah, talk as you trim.
Talk as you trim.
And then, we've got the Sunday the 27th of May is Fun and Friendly Dog Show, it says here.
It is the 27th of May, that's right, yeah. We ran that last year. It was a huge success. And, again, it tends to be animal lovers everywhere. We like having dogs on site, and ability dogs for young people often bring their dogs on site to get them used to things like the horses and ponies and so on.
We are getting close to the top of the hour now, so if you want to find out more, you need to go to iowdonkeysanctuary.org.
Yep.
And it's got all the events listed down there.
Yep.
Free entry to, free entry to everything, basically.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
But obviously if there's concessions or you've got to pay for your tea, that kind of thing.
Of course, yeah.
And we will try and get down there in the summer as Vectis Radio, see what we can do.
That'd be brilliant.
Because we had a lot of fun last time we did something down there, and we'll do that again.
We'll organise a date.
That'd be brilliant.
Thank you very much for coming in, Derek.
Thank you.
It's good to hear from you, and do go down to the Donkey Sanctuary. It is a nice afternoon out, day out, whatever you want to do. It's well worth going down there any time of year, and of course, you can have your cup of tea in the shelter if it is a bit damp.
This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.